Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, the good news is this is the last week of the month, which means that at this stage, some of us have been paid and others of us are looking forward to payday this week. But the question is, how quickly do you start spending your payday money? Because there's a new survey that is out that's found how people spend when they get their long-awaited wages into the bank account. But listen to this, right? On average, apparently, over one-third of the paycheck is spent within the first 12 hours after payday. Then by about 48 hours in, nearly half of the paycheck is gone. Now you might think to yourself, what are these people spending the money on? Lots of the initial spend isn't the glamorous stuff. It's the essentials. It's your food. It's your rent. It's your mortgage. It's your bills. Whatever maintains and keeps the roof over your head. Savings? They're very important too, but what about them? How do they fall into place? Unfortunately, apparently, according to this, the savings are not at the front of the mind. Only about 28% said that they prioritised savings right away. What do you think, though? Is it all the boring stuff like the bills and the rent the first thing? Or do you make sure that on payday, you're treating yourself? Because let me tell you something. As soon as I get paid, I need a little treat. It's a reward. Saying, you know, you've done a good job this month. Well done, well done. My payday treat would definitely be an acai bowl, because we all know, because they are the current trend at the moment, that they're so expensive. Either that, or I would say a really spenny iced coffee. If you see me walking around with an iced coffee in my hand, just know I've got a bit of extra money on the side. But I'd love to hear from you this morning on 087 798 98 98. When you get paid a beautiful paycheck, where is it going? And are you treating yourself like I treat myself? What is your payday treat? Is it an expensive coffee? Maybe it's getting your nails done. Could be anything. You can send a voice note right now to 087 798 98 98.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
There's a new survey that is out that we're chatting about this morning, which is telling us what we're spending those awaited wages on. On average, it seems over one-third of the paycheck apparently is spent within the first 12 hours after payday. Then, 48 hours in, nearly half of it is gone. Not on the glamorous stuff, but on the essentials. The likes of the rent, the mortgage, the bills, the food, you know the likes. What I want to know from you this morning on 087 798 98 98, not about the essentials, okay? The stuff that makes us a little bit sad. More so on the fun things that you are spending come payday. What is your payday treat? For me, I have to say a spenny coffee. And when I say spenny, I'm talking about like €5. On payday, it doesn't matter, because you have more money in the bank account. You have been getting in touch with some brilliant suggestions that honestly, I think I'm going to start adding to my payday list as well. Sarah's in Colester. She says, first stop after I get paid is a fancy coffee and a pastry that costs way too much. But I tell myself, I've earned it. And that's what it's about. That will counteract, you know, any of the money that you're spending, Sarah. Drew is in Clondalkin. She says, I treat myself with a bit of retail therapy. Usually something I don't need, but makes me feel fab for 5 minutes. Again, what it's all about. Lorraine says, I'll always get a takeaway the night I'm paid. I'll even order a starter as well as my main. Now, the power that comes with that. You go all out, don't you? You get the starter, maybe even a cheeky dessert as well. And I always had a thing, because in my house growing up, our takeaway night was a Saturday. That if we got a takeaway on any other night, it was a sign of power. It was a sign of wealth. So Lorraine, you are showing and exercising all the wealth on a payday. And this is such a good one, right? Might bring back some memories for you. Tom's WhatsApped in. He says, not what I spend my paycheck on now, but when I first started working and used to earn a few bob, I would spend it on a few new ringtones. That is most definitely taking you back a few amount of years.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM
Lowdown. And joined by Entertainment Emer, who's bringing us all the showbiz gossip. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, and we have an exciting one because this movie could be getting somebody pretty famous.
Oh! Speculation has been going on for so long, but there's more speculation at hand now.
Yeah, because the Bond girls are just as important as Bond.
100%.
And Sydney Sweeney could be the next Bond girl.
Oh, I could see this for her.
I could too, but the weird thing is that she's being backed by Jeff Bezos.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know
what's he got to do with anything.
Literally,
James Bond-esque.
She was at his wedding, and now he's funding her new lingerie company and venture. And he's like, "This needs to be the new American Bond girl. She's blonde. She's gorgeous. She's fabulous. It's her time."
He's put money into her, and he wants that money to kind of come back to him.
Yeah,
essentially.
Exactly.
Right. I see how this is going. How's she feeling about this? Is this something she wants?
Well, she has yapped about it in an interview and said that she said yes. She said no, she wasn't too certain on the whole thing. She said it had to be a really good script if she was going to take the role.
Of course.
But she'd like to play a blonde Bond. She wants to play Bond instead.
So she wants to be James Bond, not the Bond girl.
Yes.
I mean, like, obviously there's been so much that has happened within the franchise since the last movie came out that they could go real, like, progressive with this. You know, they could turn it into something very 2025 or 2020, whatever year it's going to come out next, and have a Bond girl.
I just feel like it would be too sexy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it would take away from the storyline.
Yeah, because it's normally
also, though, if the girls want to be sexy.
Yeah, true. But it's just give me a big hunky man.
Right, okay. We'll put Sydney Sweeney as a Bond girl and the speculation will continue as to who will be James Bond. Moving on, Justin Bieber has been talking about something that I feel like is going to cause a bit of controversy.
Yeah, so he's now a Twitch streamer and...
Why not?
Which is bizarre. And it's just a camera set up with him and his friends.
Is that just a thing that people are doing to literally make money?
Yeah.
It's just an extra money making scheme.
The views that he is getting is bizarre. But
of course, he
basically outlined what he thinks is cheating in a relationship.
Even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as
going all the way,
actually doing it, and so, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing. So it's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second.
So he has said, if you think of someone with lust, that is cheating. What?
Now, I am going to be honest, can't get behind this at all, because sometimes you might be out with your significant other and you're going, Jesus, he's gorgeous. If he walks by, you're allowed to appreciate the beauty of some people.
I've many thoughts on this, and I would agree in your stream of thought to say that you can appreciate someone who is good looking.
Yeah.
And often in time, like, you'll see someone good looking, like you say, if you're out with your significant other, and you'll both kind of appreciate that person is very good looking.
Yeah.
You know? For me, like, obviously when it comes to relationships, there needs to be trust. If there's no trust, then something like this that Justin Bieber is saying, you would believe.
It's just given insecure, isn't it?
It's so insecure. If you have no trust in your partner, like, this is the way that you're thinking. That's not a good way at all. I can't agree with anything he's saying in that.
Also, did he slip up and this burned into his mind from Hayley? And this is what he has to say,
like,
now.
Like, what's Hayley thinking now? You know, now she's thinking, oh, he's got such a pure mind. Like, he's so good. But I think it's really unhealthy.
All men are the same.
And on that note, we need to talk about another man as well who, look, I know when it comes to lifestyles and being, you know, big, huge, massive DJ and producer, you got to have a good diet. But Fatboy Slims, I don't know is good the word I would use.
He's been trialing out some diets because obviously he's touring all over the world. He's been to Colombia, he's been to Mexico, but found a loving for ants. Actual ants.
Like a small... Tiny insects.
Yeah. So whenever I first read the story, I was like, ooh, delicious. Are they crispy? Do they taste like chicken? What is going on here? Turns out he didn't realize that they were ants until the third time he ate them. They're ground up and put on top of food as like salt and a flavoring.
What?
I can get on board with that.
I feel like this is a delicacy in some country that he's visited.
Yeah.
And he's picked it up from there.
Was Mexico.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
But it got a little bit, his mouth turned into a tap because turns out that he loves a good soup with accompanied with some frog spawn.
No. Okay, I remember hearing when I was a child about the frog's legs when you go to France.
Snails and frog's legs.
Completely, right? Yeah. I know that that's a delicacy over there. Frog spawn.
It's given like bubble tea.
It's like the boba in bubble tea. That's exactly what it is. Okay, look, I know Fatboy Slim is who he is, right? And you can idolize him until the cows come home. I'm not getting on board with that diet.
You can knock it till you try it.
No, Eva.
Sorry, I'm a believer trying everything
okay,
once.
Okay, you try it. You come back and you tell us what it's like. Eva, thank you so much for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98FM.